Daily Sports Talk here, Alan Slaughter Zinsky, and it is my honor to speak with the girls' varsity soccer coach, the Merritt Island Mustangs. Earlier today, we spoke to let me start over again. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome back to Space Coast Daily Sports Talk. Alan Slaughter Zinsky here, and it is my honor to welcome into the show tonight Scott Carswell. He is the coach of the girls varsity soccer team. Earlier today, we talked to Coach Scooter Carey of the boys varsity soccer team because, rare as it is, both programs are going to play in the state championship this coming weekend up in DeLand. Now, what's not rare, the success of the program of Merritt Island soccer. Of course, we talked to Coach Scooty about that earlier, and here to speak with us this evening is Coach Carswell. Coach, thanks for coming on Space Coast Daily Sports Talk. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I'm honored that you gave us a call and let us talk about our program.
Well, I got to be honest with you. It is, I cover like 15 different sports at one time, and I've had both eyes on it. Haven't been able to get out there. We'll be up there this weekend. I'm excited about it. I really am. Tell us a little bit about your team, Coach.
They just got a lot of heart. It's a young team. You know, we start mostly 10th graders. But they got a lot of heart. They work hard at practice and in games, and they really believe in themselves. And I think that's what's carried them so far, is that belief in themselves and their teammates.
Now, Coach, you play on Friday morning. How awkward is that going to be to step foot on a soccer field and play early like that?
You know, it's a bit unusual. You play every game at 7 o'clock at night under the lights, and then you make it to the state championship and you play at 10 o'clock. But, you know, we haven't really talked about it that much with the kids. It's just, you know, that's the time we got to play. That's the time that Stanton Prep's got to play. And a lot of these kids play clubs, so they're used to playing in, you know, that time of day with their club teams on Saturdays and Sundays. So while it's unusual, I don't see it as, you know, a disadvantage or anything like that.
Just an unbelievable run here for Coach Carswell's team. And you look at, by the way, they will, match on the pitch up in DeLand starts at 10 a.m. on Saturday, and the opponent is Stanton out of Jacksonville, Florida. And you look at the run here since the 20th of January to get to this point. And, Coach, your team hasn't allowed a goal in any of these contests since the 20th. In fact, the last goal you allowed was one, the satellite, back on the 18th, Coach.
Yeah, we got a tough defense. You know, they work hard in it. They take pride in it. And, you know, we look at it as a team effort. You know, a lot of people think it's just your back four and your goalkeeper that are defending. But we got a great back four and goalkeeper. Our three midfielders work hard to defend, and so do our three forwards up top.
Talking to Coach Scott Carswell. He is the head coach of the girls varsity soccer team for the Merritt Island Mustangs, who will they are one of three Brevard County teams that will participate in a state championship game in soccer coming up over the weekend here in DeLand. Actually, beginning tomorrow at 10 a.m. as West Shore Coach Robidoux takes his team to the state title game tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Coach, let's talk about Brevard County soccer for a minute here before we come back to your team. As I was talking earlier with Coach Scooty, this soccer Brevard County seems to have some of the best, the talent's there, Coach, but the coaching in this area seems to be second to none.
Yeah, there's a lot of great coaches, and I think, you know, just success breeds itself. You know, everybody's seeing what the other guys do and how they're doing it. And I was talking to the, you know, different coaches from Brevard County this week on how to go about approaching a state final game. And I just think it's great that, you know, you can compete at a high level against these coaches one day, and then the next day you're calling them and asking them for advice and how to do everything. So I think that's what makes it so great, is that we all are always talking to each other. And it, you know, it starts in the clubs.
No, I was just going to say, what was some of the best advice that you got?
You know, we got some good advice from Scooty right here on Merritt Island, and then, you know, you talk to the coaches. You know, Melbourne's been there before. You know, Mike and Rosie Lord, Vieira's been there before with Brian and Courtney Lundy. But you know, everybody's thing was, you know, once we beat American Heritage, is that wasn't the state championship game. That we've got to focus on the next opponent, and that's the best team in the state right now that we have to play, and we need to be ready. So I think that was the advice, is, you know, not getting too worked up and too confident just from beating the American Heritage last Friday night.
Yeah, I can remember speaking with Coach Lundy, Courtney Baines Lundy, last year of the Vieira after they had taken down St. Thomas Aquinas, and, you know, the number one team in the nation. And as much as it felt like a state championship victory to them, there's still one more game that they had to win in order to collect and stand as number one on that podium. Coach, who are some of the ladies on your team that I should be looking for on Saturday? I'm sorry, on Friday to step up and perform?
You know, I hate to just name a few because we got so many good ones, but, you know, we've had some players really playing great. And, you know, I attribute it to our midfielders. They've been playing great and been able to dominate the midfield. That's Lexi Denenberg, Julia Martin, and Maddie Feeney. And then our back four have just been absolutely tremendous with Stephanie Glass, Sydney Clark, Madeline Miller, and JoJo Michaels. And then our goalkeeper has been fantastic, Jordan Tomberlin. And then our front players up top have just been on fire with Kelly Lindquist, Maddie Moore, and Amy Vance. And then we get kids coming off the bench. Sammy Parker's been big off the bench. So we've had a lot of players contribute, you know, through the run here.
No question about it. We're talking to Coach Scott Carswell here on Space Coast Daily Sports Talk. We talk to Coach Carswell about his team and their quest to capture a state championship coming up Friday morning, 10 a.m., up in the land. Not that far away, ladies and gentlemen. Hop in the vehicles and get up and support the Mustangs. You know, grab a hotel, stay, and come back out the next morning and watch the boys win a state soccer championship. The most impressive statistic, Coach, I've seen in a long, long time covering sports. You know, through you're 22-2-3 this year. You've only allowed 13 goals all season, and I know that we've talked about how strong your defense is and how young your team is, but you're pretty stacked here moving forward into the future, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, as long as everybody stays healthy and comes back, you know, we've got a good future ahead of us, because we also, you know, we got a lot of good young players on the team that haven't started and played a lot this year that, you know, in the games they did get in, they were able to contribute and do well. So, you know, hopefully when we lose our seniors, those players can step in and fill the void.
The Mustangs were able to get here, I'm going to take you back to January the 20th. They get a 5-0 win over Titusville. Then they take out Sebring 8-0. Then they come back and beat Titusville again 2-0. 5-0 over Osceola, and then a huge, huge in Florida, and we'll square off on the pitch against Stanton Friday morning at 10 a.m. And Coach, as Coach Scooty said earlier, Scooty said, look, you know, in terms of the physical preparedness, this it's done. I mean, we know what we got to do. It's all mental preparation now. How are you keeping an antsy team waiting to get out on that pitch calm, cool, and collected here over the next 24 hours?
You know, like Scooty said, you know, we're not doing any fitness stuff. You know, we've talked to people, and sometimes at this point in the season, less is more. So we've kind of backed off the times that we're training and the amount of time we're training, and, you know, just going over the game plan and what we need to do, you know, individually and as a team, and just, you know, going over every day those things and, you know, working the game plan so that when we get into the game on Friday, everybody knows their role and what we need to do as a team to be successful.
Very exciting stuff coming up here. I've been it's been my honor to cover a couple of state championships here in and around the Brevard County area, and it's just exciting to see the student athletes participate in the win, lose, or draw, the level of competition. But for you personally, Coach, what are some things you're reflecting on as you get as time winds down to Friday morning?
Just trying to stay focused. You got a lot of other things going on with your travel arrangements and those type of things. But, we want to do it for the people of Merritt Island. There's a lot of people that have, worked over the clubs and over the years. My parents, they helped start the soccer clubs back in the 80s and, worked to get high school soccer into the high schools. And, I'm just excited for them to be able to see, all their hard work, pan out, and I'd love to see nothing more than Merritt Island get two state championships. So all these people that have, brought their kids to games over the past 30, 40 years, we just feel like every single one of them is part of this thing.
That would certainly be in Merritt Island, quite a community. You had mentioned Lexi Denenberg a little bit earlier, and we had come over. Space Coast Daily, of course, partnered with the Friday Night Locker Room and covered some volleyball action earlier this season, and just what a fantastic atmosphere it is at Merritt Island High School for the Mustangs, and great teams all the way across the board, and just in everything, Coach. I mean, everything that Merritt Island does, whether it steps on a pitch, a field, a court, it doesn't seem to matter. The student athletes over there are at the top of their game in Brevard County.
Yeah, we got a lot of great coaches at Merritt Island, with Angie on the volleyball team, and Coach McLean with football, and Plecky with baseball, and just a lot of good coaches. And everybody, that we want to maintain the standard. And when you look around and see what everybody else is doing, you want to do the same. And you don't. Our goal is always at Merritt Island, we want to win that all sports trophy. So it's really come a long way, and we got a lot of great coaches there.
Well, we're very excited, Coach, and looking forward to a great weekend of action as Merritt Island looks to bring home two of the three opportunities Brevard County has in winning a state championship in soccer. Of course, West Shore in 2A with an opportunity tomorrow, I believe, at 10 a.m. We'll talk about that here coming up in just a little bit. But, Coach Scott Carswell, I'd like to thank you for taking time out and coming on Space Coast Daily Sports Talk this evening. And we look forward to bringing you back on next week to talk about what it was like winning that state championship, Coach. Congratulations on a fantastic season.
Absolutely, and thank you for having me on and giving me the chance to talk about our program and all the girls that work hard to make this happen.